and fight for Wisconsinites in any way he can.
Find all of Dan's work at the Recombobulation Area and on our website at civicmedia.us. You're listening to locally grown radio, WFHR.
Badgers led by as many as 13. It's just a five-point lead now, 40-35, as we get ready for the second half. And before we get going with it, let's pause 10 seconds for station identification. 10 for an ID. This is Badger basketball from Learfield.
This is locally grown radio,
WFHR, 1320 AM, W248DE, Wisconsin Rapids.
And always streaming on the Civic Media app.
Penn State scored the final 8 points of the half, 40-35. Wisconsin leading.
The pros, bro, nobody cares about the stats right now. Congratulations. Congratulations. You looked at me when I said, hey, you got to go. He looked at me like, Dave, he looked at me like, what are you talking about, Butch? There's no way. What in the world are you doing? You got me with a pie. I'm going to get you with the class of 2025 UW Athletics Hall of Fame. How about that?
Yeah, I scored no points, had no rebounds, no assists, no tackles, no rushing yardage. So, you guys hold a secret pretty well. That was one of the more awkward. Thank you. One awkward, humbling, very honored, but very humbled more than anything.
Well deserved. Yeah. Well deserved. You're in the ears of every Badger fan, and you've been there for every moment of it, and it's been so fun to sit here for these 2 years next to you. And as much as you are great at this, you're a better person. That's what I love about it. People get to know you, understand.
You know what the cool part is? When you covered you, we called your games as a player, and we become such good friends here. We might as well do this for another, I don't know,
a little while.
Anyway.
Tell me no, that's for sure.
Right. Second half underway as Penn State moving to our left. Zach Hicks up top. Tries a three, and it's a two-point game. Zach Hicks with a triple, and it's 40-38 Wisconsin, opening minute of the second half. Here's Blackwell, feeds Tanjay, fakes the three, takes it off the wing, now stops mid-post left, finds Crowell, and he'll let fly a three, and that's off the rim, no good. The rebound to Yannick Kohnen-Niederhauser. And here comes Penn State, can tie it or take the lead, and here's Dillion trying to give him the lead, but missed a three shot short of the right side. Tanjay weaving to the front court, left of the lane, one pump low on the left, shot sent back on the rejection into the hands of Ace Baldwin. He'll bounce to Dillion off the right wing, feeds Hicks, he'll throw to Dunn, left corner three is around and out, no good. The rebound to Nolan Winter. 40-38 Wisconsin, a minute into the second half. Here's Blackwell, left lane shot blocked by Kohnen-Niederhauser. We mentioned he and Nate Biddle, the shot blocking leaders in the Big Ten.
Well, and what happens right now is Wisconsin defensively, when Penn State's scoring, they're pressing. And we're seeing a little bit of them being cautious on what they're doing. Mm-hmm.
Steven Crowell backing on Kohnen-Niederhauser. One pump. Now ducks in. Up. Got it. It counts and a foul. Good work inside Steven Crowell. He has 11 and a chance to make it 12. A much needed bucket here for Wisconsin as Penn State's run stopped at 11 from the end of the first half to the beginning of the second.
And I think, like you said, you've talked about the 11-0 run. The reason it happened, though, is defensively, Wisconsin's just getting too much space, and then all of a sudden it allows them to set their defense, and then offensively, Wisconsin isn't running what they want to run.
43-38 Wisconsin. Ace Baldwin right side, looped it in to Kohnen-Niederhauser, low on the left, and he sends it down. Two-hand dunk from the seven-footer. 43-40 Wisconsin's lead. Back down the three. Tanjay high on the left. To between the circles, throws to Crowell, left foul line extended. And a handoff to McGee, curls around the crowd screen, goes through the lane, gives it to Blackwell. John off the right wing, going down was Baldwin, nothing called, and the bucket is good for Blackwell. Trying to sell that offensive foul, no sale. 45-40 Wisconsin. Not quite 2 minutes gone by, second half. Dunn throwing to Hicks between the circles. Zach Hicks hands off to Baldwin, outside right. Baldwin loops it inside, Niederhauser catches and dunks again. 45-42, Wisconsin. 2:10 gone by, second half.
Against the zone, the ball's got to move. Right now, dribbling a little too much. Move it with the pass. There you go.
Here's Tanjay, flips a three, left side. That's way too strong over everything as DeMarco Dunn gets the rebound. Dunn up the right sideline to the front court for Penn State. Left-hand dribble. Stops left elbow. Scoops it to Ace Baldwin. Fakes the three. Puts it on the deck. Kicks it out to DeLeon. He'll try a three. It's good. And this game is tied at 45. 2:40 gone by second half. Here's Nolan Winter throwing to Blackwell high on the right. Feeds Winter. Rotates to Tanjay on the left wing. A toss into Crowell. Inside feed. Blackwell catches low on the left through two defenders. Up, knocked away into the hands of Ace Baldwin. Knocked away from behind by McGee. Picked up by Blackwell. Bounces to Kamari. Fakes the three and a good decision. Now Blackwell in the lane goes to the rim. High off the glass. No good. Rebound. Winter slam dunk.
But it all started by the good decision that you said. Kamari brings that out. One more pass. John attacks. The help side's there. Wide open for the missed rebound. For Nolan Winter.
47-45, Wisconsin, and a foul is called on Kamari McGee, getting in too tight on Ace Baldwin. That's two on McGee. Carter Gilmore will come in for Nolan Winter. Jack Janicki set to come back in as McGee will sit down.
Nolan Winter's walking off, head down. Looks like he got hit the last possession after that dunk defensively.
Newhart, the athletic trainer, going to take a look at him. Right arm, maybe right shoulder for Nolan Winter. Here's Baldwin in the lane, throws it up. Good over Janicki. It counts in a foul, and they're going to get this on Janicki. The game is tied at 47. And while that's going on, Nolan Winter is heading back to the locker room area with the athletic trainer, Brent Newhart.
He did not look good walking off.
Baldwin, in the meantime, tied the game. We're tied at 47. 16:34 remaining. The free throw is good for Baldwin, and Penn State has the lead, 48-47.
That's that token 2-2-1 trap that they've got that falls back into the zone. The ball's got to move.
Steven Crowell, right of the lane, turns baseline against Conan Niederhauser. Inside feed, Tanjay missed the dunk low on the right. It comes down to Penn State. Freddie DeLeon on the move down the lane to the rim. The layup, no good. Rebound, follow dunk, no good from Conan Niederhauser. Here's Tanjay the other way. He scoops it to Gilmore, feeding Janicki between the circles. Flips to Crowell, throws to Blackwell. Whistle, block is called. It was DeMarco Dunn over there for Penn State. That'll be his first foul. 16:01 remaining, 48-47, Penn State leading Wisconsin.
And even though it's a different defense than what you've seen, the ball movement is going to be able to fix this. They just have to do it.
Blackwell inbounds to Steven Crowell, left of the lane. Crowell against Conan Niederhauser, knocked away from behind, stolen by Ace Baldwin. Three on two, Baldwin a pull-up three. It's short, no good. Rebound Janicki for Wisconsin. Badgers dodging one there. 15:45 to play. Wisconsin down one. Nicky left of the circle. It's pass intended for Kraus. Stolen away. Another pilfer for Baldwin. Up the floor is Ace Baldwin. Feeds Hicks. He'll try a three left side. Good. Zach Hicks for three. 51-47 Penn State with 15 and a half minutes remaining.
This is a little bit of a feel from the Oregon game. What do they learn from that?
Yeah.
Right? It's going south. Bad turnovers you haven't seen.
Crowell finds Gilmore in the lane, throws it up, missed, but a foul. As the Badgers have become turnover prone here, both teams with nine miscues will take a break at the under 16 media timeout. Menards is a proud sponsor of Wisconsin Athletics and reminds everyone to save big money on all your home improvement needs at Menards. 15:20 remaining, Penn State 51, Wisconsin 47. This is Badger basketball from Learfield.
Join the Wisconsin Department of Corrections and make a positive impact on lives across the state. Enjoy an excellent state benefits package and a nationally ranked pension program. The Wisconsin DOC is hiring probation and parole agents with a starting pay of $22 per hour plus scheduled increases, a Monday through Friday schedule, and advancement opportunities. To learn more and to apply, go to wisc.jobs. That's WISC.jobs.
You want to feel important. You want to be a part of something bigger, something that matters and can help change things. You want to feel like you belong. We know. We felt that way too. And that's why we did something about it. We aren't just Army National Guard soldiers. We are normal people just like you. And together, we can make a difference. Take on your legacy. Visit NationalGuard.com to find out more.
sponsored by the Wisconsin Army National Guard, aired by the Wisconsin Broadcasters Association and this station.
The excitement.
Oh, he stones Brodzinski with a glove save.
The energy.
What's he going to do? He shoots and he scores.
The tradition.
You've got to understand history if you're ever going to write your own.
It's everything.
He scores. Badgers answer right back.
This is your radio home for Wisconsin Badger hockey.
Sponsored by Johnson & Sons Chrysler Jeep, Econ Electric, and 8th Street Auto. Listen on 97.5 FM, 1320 AM, WFHR, streaming live and on the Civic Media app.
You know that tune. You're a star. You know stuff. Why not win stuff? Maybe it's stuff about TV or movies, but still, you shine at useless information. And WFHR and Culver's want to reward you.
Welcome back.
Join the morning show Fridays for a chance to win one value basket and a kid's meal. Be our next superstar with Culver's Star of the Day every Friday at 97.5 FM WFHR.
This is locally grown radio, WFHR.
Wisconsin basketball brought to you by Rail Transport, offering exceptional transportation services, truck driving jobs, CDL training, and so much more across Wisconsin. Learn more at rail.jobs. 15-20 remaining in Madison. Penn State 51, Wisconsin 47. The Nittany Lions have jumped on the Badgers at the end of the first half, and that's carried over to the start of the second half.
And it's really been just that 2-2-1 press that's slowed down and junked up Wisconsin's offense enough.
Carter Gilmore at the free throw line shooting two. He knocks down the first point of the game. He had 8 on Wednesday. He went 6 of 6 at the foul line up at Minnesota. Second free throw straight through for Gilly. 51-49.
We've talked about it. Penn State's been in tight games his entire year. So nothing new to them. Now they haven't closed out a lot of them.
Lost 8 out of 9, decided by 6 points or less. They lead by 2 right now, and a foul right of the lane. DJ Carstensen getting Kamari McGee for the contact. That's 3 on McGee.
And there was just enough of a screen there to get Kamari out of position.
Spaldwin, baseline right, will inbound. It into Zach Kern. Zach Hicks, beg your pardon, outside right, flips it to Baldwin, inside feed, deflected by Kraukonen, and Niederhauser saves to Dunn, swoops off the left wing, feeds Freddie DeLeon, spin move, fadeaway, foul line jump, short, rebound, Gilmore for Wisconsin. 51-49 Penn State with 14:50 remaining. On Blackwell, bounces to Crowell, mid-post left, single coverage, Konen Niederhauser, backing his Crowell, left shoulder turn, pirouettes, goes up right hand, good, and we're tied. Oh, the footwork of the big fella.
I love it.
Tied at 51. Here's Ace Baldwin. Edging on the screen is Crowell. Baldwin is off to DeLeon. Off the screen, Niederhauser. Screen and roll. Niederhauser missed the dunk. Got the rebound. Gets it out to DeMarco Dunn. Drives the lane. Pushed it up and in. Stayed with it. And it's now 53-51 Penn State. 14:10 remaining. Blackwell throwing to McGee on the left side. Kamari drifting up top. Sends to Gilmore. To Crowell. Right elbow. Now a couple of dribbles to his right. Hands off to Tanjay. Shadowed by Hicks. Beats Crowell. Right side. 3 on the way. Off the rim. No good. Long rebound. McGee runs it down to the midcourt logo. Throwing to Blackwell. He'll try a 3. In and out. No good. Konen Niederhauser the rebound. The Badgers, after a red-hot start from distance, have cooled down dramatically. Now 7-21. Remember, they started 6 out of 7. 53-51 Penn State with 13 and a half minutes to play. Ace Baldwin left of the lane, lost his balance on the floor, needs a timeout, and he will get it. Penn State, tough spot there as Baldwin lost his footing, but a timeout taken. This will be a full timeout. Wisconsin basketball brought to you by UW Health Sports Medicine, the healthcare team for the Badgers, and proud sponsors of UW Athletics. And the Wisconsin Department of Transportation reminds you to always drive sober. Zero in Wisconsin. Together we can save lives. Learn more at zeroinwisconsin.gov. 13:28 remaining. Penn State 53, Wisconsin 51. This is Badger basketball from Learfield.
Need reliable waste and recycling services? Choose LRS. Driven by service and dedicated to sustainability, we're your partner in efficient waste management. Need more? We also offer convenient dumpster rentals and clean portable restrooms for any event or project. Trust LRS for all your waste needs. Visit LRSRecycles.com to sign up for service. That's LRSRecycles.com.
At Johnson Chrysler Jeep, they want to know, do you truly love your current vehicle? Considering that Americans spend over a third of their lives on the road, why settle for anything less than perfection? The dedicated sales team is ready to guide you through every question and provide exceptional service tailored to your needs, all while exploring flexible financial options. Experience the difference with Johnson Chrysler Jeep. Let them help you find your perfect ride.
There are so many traditions built around the Wisconsin Badgers, game day and the mascot, which in 1889 was a real badger. It didn't go well. Eventually, the animal was replaced by a person. An on-campus contest chose the official mascot name, Buckingham U. Badger. Still, Wisconsin's official animal is a badger. But do you know which animal almost earned this title instead? Gray squirrel? White-tailed deer? Black bear? The answer is coming up. The original badger's nickname is actually associated with lead miners in the state, not the animals. It was the 1820s, and the miners often didn't have shelter in the winters, so they lived like badgers, digging tunnels into the hillsides where they worked. So was there almost another state animal? Yes, the white-tailed deer, which later became the official wildlife animal. But the history surrounding the badgers is a true slice of Wisconsin. I'm Terry Barr for the Civic Media Radio Network.
Locally grown radio, WFHR.
13:28 remaining. Penn State 53, Wisconsin 51. Nolan Winter back in the bench area, but that right shoulder got done some work on it, but he has the look of someone who may very well get back into the game. Remains on the bench right now. Here's Baldwin trying to three, left corner, missed it, and the rebound to Xavier Amos. He'll give off to Cameron Hunter back in there for Wisconsin. Saw him a bit in the first half. Hunter working off screens from Amos and Gilmore. Outside right. Actually, Inza back in there for Penn State. And now Blackwell on the left side gets fouled by Dominic Stewart. That'll be his first. And the fourth team foul on Penn State. So keep that number in mind. You need those fouls to rack up here. Still 13:09 to play. Tanjay, sideline left, will inbound it. Gets it into Hunter. Throw to Gilmore, feeds Amos high in the right. Xavier Amos whips it to Hunter. The free throw line, Cameron in the paint, one pump, goes up off the glass and rim, no good. Zach kicks the rebound for Penn State. Outlet to Nick Kern, right sideline of the front court, feeding Hicks. Is off to Stewart, high on the left. A toss to Kern, outside right, is to Baldwin. Top of the circle, going out to Stewart, baseline right. Now he is doubled by Amos and Blackwell, trapped in a corner, and a five-second call. They got the freshman in a tough spot, and the Nittany Lions turn it over.
Now, offensively for Wisconsin, good job defense. Offensively, my question was, who's going to work the high post? That last possession, it was Cam Hunter. Now you see Nolan Winter coming back in here. But I still think against this zone, because even though that's a turnover, it's not Wisconsin's not coming down, you're going to see this zone for Penn State. Who's going to work that high post? Because that's where the ball needs to touch, and that's where he sprayed out for three.
They're in there for Gilmore. 12 and a half minutes to play. 53-51 Penn State as Hunter surveys that zone. Drifting off to the left, gives off to Tanjay near the left sideline. Back out to Hunter. The Badgers get organized offensively. Hunter off the Winter screen to throw to Amos. Eight to shoot. Hunter feeds X, top of the arc. Right lane line out to Tanjay, four to shoot. Tanjay top of the circle. He's with Baldwin, a step back deep three. Off the rim, no good. The rebound ends up Penn State.
It's just not a good offensive possession.
Comes Nick Kern to the front court. Well, the Penn State Nittany Lions, and a foul called on Cameron Hunter, and that'll get us to the under 12 media timeout. Ho-Chunk Gaming, Wisconsin Dells, the best place for grown-up entertainment, games, and fun times. Your odds are better here. We'll step away with 11:54 remaining. Penn State 53, Wisconsin 51. Back in a moment. This is Badger basketball from Learfield.
Hey, Badger fans. Basketball season is here, and SeatGeek is here to help you experience all the action. SeatGeek makes it easy to find tickets so you can be a part of all the courtside celebrations this season. Whether you're buying or selling tickets to Wisconsin basketball games or to any other live event in your area, SeatGeek is the place to do it. SeatGeek is the official ticket marketplace of the Wisconsin Badgers. The most disruptive idea in ticketing? A ticket that works. Expect the expected. SeatGeek.
Hey, Badger fans. You want your family to be warm and comfortable during the brutal Wisconsin winters, right? That's why it's good to know the knowledgeable, friendly dealers at Bryant Heating and Cooling, who will do whatever it takes to keep your furnace running efficiently, no matter what the weather throws at you. Plus, score up to $2,600 in tax credits on qualifying Bryant systems. And ask about local rebates and financing for qualified buyers. Find your dealer at Bryant.com. That's Bryant.com. Proud partner of Wisconsin Athletics.
Right now, Kohl's is giving away millions in instant Kohl's Cash in stores for free. Yep, that's right, because the Kohl's Cash Ultimate Giveaway is back. Hurry in to claim yours while supplies last. Plus, you can score 3 days of deals in store and online this weekend. So don't miss out. Head to your nearest Kohl's this Friday through Sunday before it's too late. Kohl's Cash Giveaway valid in store only. Redeemable only that day. Some exclusions apply. Not valid on Sephora at Kohl's while supplies last. Ends March 9th. See store at Kohl's.com for details.
For comprehensive coverage, college basketball, tune to SiriusXM Big Ten Radio Channel 372 in the car and on the all-new SiriusXM app. Get a free trial at SiriusXM.com/Big Ten Radio 2025. 11 minutes and 54 seconds remaining. Penn State 53, Wisconsin 51.
Yeah, and last possession I said offensively for Wisconsin, just not a good possession. And why wasn't it a good possession? At no point was there a paint touch. And I said, high post, who's going to work that? There wasn't really any player floating around in that high post area. The ball just was moved around the perimeter. There was a quick drive, but it didn't get into the paint. And when you do that against a zone, now all of a sudden you're going to have your shot clock running down. You're going to take a deep three. What did they end with? A deep John Tanjay three.
Maury McGee in there with Amos Tanjay, Blackwell, and Nolan Winter. Inbounds pass to Enza. Right of the circle, feeds Stewart, stops right elbow, throws to Kern with a shot fake, top of the arc. Amos defends. Kern rocks the dribble, drives, spins, up right hand, good. Good work for Kern. He has 10, 55-51 Penn State, 11:38 remaining. It's Tanjay for Wisconsin. 9 points, Tanjay 2 of 10 from the field. A throw to Winter, out to McGee. Feeds Amos, left corner three, off the rim, no good. And the rebound to Enza of Penn State. The Badgers ice cold from distance. Here's Kern barreling down the lane. Scoops it up over Winter for two more. And it's a six-point lead.
Coming here real quick.
Here's McGee off the right wing. Was driving and play was stopped. I think Greg got a timeout.
Greg wanted a timeout. You could tell. And Kamari was going. I know what Kamari was looking at there. But I love that timeout by Greg. Offensively, you're not getting what you want. Defensively, it's leading to a 6-0 run here. Take the timeout. Regroup.
This is a 30. We'll keep it here with 11 minutes and 12 seconds remaining.
And the reason I'm so animate about it, I love this. This has the same feel of that Oregon game, right?
Yeah,
and
it does.
Greg didn't, I thought there was a situation where, like, as a head coach, you get that feel too.
Right.
Even though Kamari might have got to the basket, might have scored, like, or it could have been a foul. No. Reset,
regroup.
Boys. Like, regroup here. That one basket does not fix what's going on in the defensive end.
Yeah, no doubt. Yeah, both teams have two timeouts available here. 57-51 Penn State. Nittany Lions are shooting better than 52% for the field. 8 of 15 from three. The Badgers now just 7 of 23 from the arc and 38% overall.
And 0 of 6 in the second half. When you look at this, that's what this is right now. So part of it's you're not making shots. Part of it defensively, though, you got to tighten up now.
Yeah. Amari McGee, baseline rival inbound. He looks. Got to get it in. He'll loop it into Crowell. Ends the defense. Crowell at the right point. Hands off to Blackwell. Now with 20 on the shot clock. Gilmore turns it. McGee, left corner three. Off the rim, no good. Rebound tipped in the air. Janicki had it, lost it. Out of bounds to Penn State.
0-7.
They are firing blanks. And as hot as they were to start the game from distance, they are now the polar opposite.
And I'm still fine with the looks. But what haven't we seen? we have not seen paint touches. They've gotten away from that. I'm not saying the threes are bad, but it's okay to get the paint, get a touch of it.
Nervous crowd here at the Kohl Center. Javon Carter on the floor for Penn State. Throwing to Kern. Whipped it inside. Kona Niederhauser couldn't control it. Off his hands, off the glass. Here's Blackwell gathering for Wisconsin. Pushes to the front court with 10:43 to play. Blackwell into Gilmore. Low on the right. Layup good. Nicely done. Gilmore wide open inside. 57-53 Penn State. See if that gets the crowd going. 10.5 minutes remaining. DeMarco done against Blackwell. Lost it off his leg. It goes into the back.
It's over
court.
And back. Absolutely.
Yes, sir. Over and back. Yeah, Blackwell was bothering him, but it wasn't deflected
it
by
John. It wasn't hit. Yeah, it was off of Dunn's foot.
12 turnovers for Penn State. The Badgers are guilty of 9. Blackwell sideline left will inbound. And the crowd hands it back to John. Feeds Gilmore between the circles. Rotates Janicki. Back out the Gilly, whips at the crowd. Now it's Blackwell off the left wing, pushed it up in traffic. No, rebound, crowd, slam dunk. Steven Crowd with the follow, and place is stopped. A timeout taken by Penn State as the Badgers have moved to within 2. 30-second timeout taken by the Nittany Lions. We'll keep it here with 10:13 remaining. Penn State 57, Wisconsin 55.
Last possession, what was the difference?
Yeah, got in the paint.
Touch the high post, and then John Blackwell, because he is, I mean, John's special. We know that. I can't emphasize it enough. But why is he special? Most players were going to sit at that wing and wait for a kick out. John realized that he had a lane that he could cut to. He cuts to it. Big Steve's got the ball at the high post. I'll take that.
Yep.
He's going to find you. If you cut, he cuts, gets the ball, gets the front rim, misses the layup. But because the defense is forced to collapse, now all of a sudden the offense rebounding is easier. Big Steve comes in, flushes it home. You got a two-point game. You got some momentum. Now, can you get some stops on this end?
With a long way to go, Penn State has one timeout left. Red Guard has two, and now Badgers showing like they may want to try to harass him in the backcourt a little bit. Javon Carter is now the Badgers will back off. Carter will slow jog it. Right sideline of the front court. Feeds Kona Niederhauser, who bobbles and gathers, gives to Dunn. He'll flip to Kern, top of the circle. Moves it to Kona Niederhauser, right elbow. Hands off to Carter. Feeding Dunn. Inside Kona Niederhauser against Gilmore. Spin move low on the right. Slam dunk. Yannick Kona Niederhauser makes it 59-55 Penn State. 9:45 remaining. Crow at the free throw line. Feeds Gilmore. Throws it back to Stevie. Left open. He'll try a three. Yes, sir. Steven Crow with 17 today. 59-58 Penn State.
Big time shot. Yeah, there's enough space. Let it fly.
Get the lid off that bad boy from long range. 9:25 remaining. Penn State up one and with a ball. DeMarco Dunn off the left wing to the top of the circle. He sends it to Kern. Inside Kona Niederhauser. Left of the lane. Kicks it back out to Kern. Fakes the three. Drives off the wing in the lane. Pushed it up. No good. Rebound Janicki. Now the Badgers can get the lead back. A pass ahead to Blackwell. Dunn sends it to Janicki. He'll throw to Crowell between the circles. Rotates McGee outside left. Kamari to the baseline, takes it back out high for Gilmore, throwing to Blackwell. John, right of the lane, bumps, plays on, throws it up and in from right of the lane. Blackwell gives Wisconsin the lead.
Both coaches want fouls last possession. They're letting them play.
8:45 to play, 60-59 Wisconsin. Kern, they try a back cut, pinballed away. Ball is loose, picked up by Crowell. Here comes Gilmore, leaves it for Blackwell on the right side. Blackwell against Dillion, baseline right. Kicks it out, Janicki for three, left side, and it hits the right side iron and out, no good. Earned the rebound with 8:25 to play. 60-59, Wisconsin leads Penn State. Javon Carter high on the left. He'll throw to Freddie Dillion, top of the circle. Dillion bounces to Dunn on the right side. He'll feed Kona Niederhauser, top of the arc, gives to Dillion. Free throw line, feeds Dunn. He'll try a three right of the circle. He splashed it. DeMarco Dunn with 15, 62-60 Penn State. Coming up on 8 minutes left of the Kohl Center as Blackwell gets fouled as he crosses.
Mike Rhodes was looking for it, though. He wanted to take the foul.
Yeah.
That they were getting the call there. I don't know why you do that. I know you want to sub, right? I know you're feeling that way. But with the way that Wisconsin shoots the ball from the free throw line, You have just given them the opportunity to get there one time earlier.
And you're on the brink of the under eight.
They don't want to play.
Here's John Tanjay outside left. That's the fifth foul on Penn State, first on Dillion. Janicki outside right, 62-60 of the Nittany Lions. Here's Crowell, left elbow. Crowell, one dribble, hands off to Blackwell. Off the Crowell screen, slips it into Stevie. Low on the left, on the reverse, up no good. Got his own rebound, goes up, blocked by Conan Niederhauser. Comes down to DeMarco Dunn. Great work inside from Penn State's big man. 7.5 minutes to play. Here's Dunn right side, taking a look. One dribble, whips it left-handed to Dillion at the left point. He'll throw to Niederhauser, left elbow. Niederhauser backing on Crowell, turns, left block. Pumps, gives to Dunn, snaps off a three left corner, good again, and DeMarco Dunn is on fire. 65-60 Penn State, 7:12 to play. Blackwell feeds Gilmore, he'll throw to Janicki on the right side. Into Crowell, inside the right elbow, out to Gilmore, fakes the three, feeds Janicki, kicks to Tanjay. John, baseline left, hanging, shooting, missing, but a foul. Tanjay will shoot two, and we'll have the under eights. Media timeouts. We'll take a break. 6 minutes, 58 seconds remaining. Penn State 65, Wisconsin 60. This is Badger basketball from Learfield.
Hi, Drew and Jonathan Scott here,
reminding you that a lot of life's firsts are better with help from American Family Insurance. Like your first home expansion or your first big lightning strike. There's a first for everything. Get the right home policy at the right price with the right help from American Family's agents. Life's better when you're under American Family's roof. Insure carefully, dream fearlessly. Get a quote and find an agent at AmFam.com.
Products not available in every state. American Family Mutual Insurance Company, S.I. and its operating company, 6000 American Parkway, Madison, Wisconsin.
The Badgers.
Feeds Max, fakes the three, takes the three, left side, yes sir.
Flee.
Pivots, fades, flips, good again. Just outside the left elbow.
Here.
Goes up, got it, with the right hand, it counts and a foul.
This is your radio home for Wisconsin Badger basketball.
Brought to you by 8th Street Auto, Econ Electric, and Johnson & Sons Chrysler Jeep. Listen on 97.5 FM, 1320 AM, WFHR, streaming live on the Civic Media app.
Imagine you're driving down the street and bam, you lose a tire in a pothole. Great! Come on, we're all thinking it. Suddenly you start hearing air escape. That tire is shot. Before you lose your patience, call the team at 8th Street Auto. Not only can they get that tire fixed and on the road, but they can also help you with finance options to upgrade. Trade in that low-to-the-ground car for a truck and never get stopped by a pothole again. 8th Street Auto, where every client is treated like family to get you back on the road. You have stuff to do.
Econ Electric, Inc., based in Wisconsin Rapids, Wisconsin, dedicates itself to delivering cutting-edge and dependable residential electrical contractor services. Whether it's a new home or enhancing existing ones, their commitment spans every detail. The success lies in offering residential electrical services tailored to your lifestyle and property. Proudly serving central Wisconsin, including Stevens Point, Plover, Lakes Area, and Wisconsin Rapids. Experience the comfort and security of a Generac generator and the excellent customer service of Econ Electric, Inc. now.
You're listening to locally grown radio, WFHR.
6 minutes, 58 seconds remaining here at the Kohl Center in Madison. Penn State 65, Wisconsin 60. Ace Baldwin called with that foul before the media timeout. He has three fouls. So has seven assists, and he has been a problem, as he often is, on the defensive end of the floor. John Tanjay will go to the free throw line to shoot a pair. Baldwin officially with three steals, but he's been his disruptive self right into the floor.
Yeah, 1-6 from the floor as well. So you look at what he's done, but he still has had an impact in this game.
Tanjay looking for his first point of the second half, and he finds it, splashing the first free throw. 10 points for him here today. 65-61 Penn State. Second free throw coming up for John. As the rim sends it, hits it. And he's 5 out of 6 at the foul line. 65-62 the Nittany Lions. Here comes Ace Baldwin. Baldwin against John Blackwell. Out between the arcs. He'll feed Hicks left wing. Going to Niederhauser the screen. Now Crowell gets Hicks on the switch. A throw to Dunn. Dunn against Jadicki. Now Crowell is on. Dunn with 10 to shoot. Feeds Dillion, left side. Loops it into Niederhauser against Gilmore. Back out the Dunn. Drives the lane inside. Niederhauser slam dunk. And he has 14 today. 67-62 Penn State.
Too many straight line drives.
6 minutes and 20 seconds remaining. Here's Blackwell dribbling outside right. He'll throw to Gilmore between the arcs. Carter Gilmore gives it up to Janicki. High on the left. The ball just along the perimeter here. Blackwell outside left. He's Gilmore. 8 to shoot. Gilmore into Crowell. Left block. Goes up right hand. Rolling around the rim and out. No good. Hicks the rebound for Penn State. Down to 5:55 remaining. 67-62 Penn State. Here's Baldwin throwing to Hicks. Left point. Feeds Dunn left wing. Dunn to the top of the arc. Gives off to DeLeon high on the right. Ready DeLeon against John Tanjay. DeLeon, right wing, beats Dunn, 8 to shoot. Dunn against Tanjay. Dunn, hard left-hand dribble down the lane, stops, pivots, shooting, and it bounces in for DeMarco Dunn, 69-62 Penn State.
Penn State still in the zone. Just keep moving the basketball, though.
5:22 remaining. Tanjay into Janicki at the right block. He brings it back out to the wing. Bounces to Blackwell. He'll try a three. Right corner. Good. They dearly need a triple for Blackwell and the Wisconsin Badgers.
Six. The ball got to the short corner.
Here's Baldwin left of the lane. 69-65 Penn State. Coming up on 5 minutes to play. Baldwin driving on Janicki. Low on the left. Turns it out. DeLeon right of the circle. Feeds Hicks. Left side. He'll try a three. Air ball. Caught by Blackwell. Underneath. And here comes John on the push. Blackwell to the line. Down the lane. Whistle. And fouled by DeLeon.
Before the
ball left his hands or before he went into the shooting motion. Foul on DeLeon is his second. And that's team foul number 7. And with 4:48 to play.
Which is where we talked about taking that one with 8:01 left. Now you're in there with 4:48. So
Blackwell, an 81% free throw shooter. McGee in for Janicki now. 1-1 for Blackwell is good. He earns the bonus. 69-66 Penn State with 4 minutes and 48 seconds remaining. Free throw for John Blackwell. On the way. Good again. 69-67. The Nittany Lions. Let's see if the Badgers can string some stops as they come to their feet here at the Kohl Center. Here's Ace Baldwin walking it through the midcourt logo. High screen Conan Niederhauser. Baldwin fans to his right. Gives it up to Hicks. Top of the circle. Rotates to Dunn. Whistle inside. They're going to get Gilmore. And Niederhauser, they got tangled up there. I think Gilly was trying to campaign for a hook and a hold, but the foul's going to be on Gilmore, or either that or an elbow to the neck or whatever. But Carter didn't get that either. He just picked up the foul.
And there was a lot, and I'll be honest, I'm glad they're not reviewing it. It's there. There's a lot of contact. It's a two-point game.
With 4:31 to play, Penn State leads 69-67. Conan Niederhauser gets the inbounds pass, left of the lane into paint. Looked like he might have got away with a walkthrough up one and hit the right side iron. No good. Crowell secures ahead to Blackwell. John off the left wing, in the lane, goes to the goal, shot blocked. No goaltending called. Here comes DeMarco Dunn, left of the lane against Tanjay. Conan Niederhauser with another big-time block on that drive. Ace Baldwin at the edge of the center circle. 4:05 to play. Baldwin driving. Gets fouled. And they're going to get Kamari McGee. And it's going to be his fourth. And team foul number 6. 4:02 remaining. 69-67 Penn State. Was very close on that rejection. Very close to hitting the backboard first on that drive, but they didn't call it, so you can't review it. Ace Baldwin, sideline right, will inbound. McGee sits down. Janicki back in. 4 minutes to play. Penn State up 2. Here's Dunn for 3 straight away. Good again. And DeMarco Dunn with his 4th three-point hit today. 72-67 Penn State. 3:48 remaining. John Tanjay outside right. These are for Blackwell. Right corner for 3. Back at you. John Blackwell with a triple, 72-70 Penn State. Here's Baldwin the other way, running into Janicki, but they say Jack did not get there in time. He is called for the block, and the Wisconsin bench reacting the way you think it might after an either-or call goes against the Badgers. We got a break in the action, the under-4 media timeout. Down to the wire we go. 3:36 to play. Penn State 72, Wisconsin 70. This is Badger basketball from Learfield.
Save big money on your next painting project at Menards. Get a paint that combines gorgeous color and durability. Dutch Boys Platinum Plus is a paint and primer with a protective finish that guards against scuffs, spills, and stains. Refresh your home today with Dutch Boy paint. Get a gallon on sale now through March 9th. Plus, check out our weekly flyer on Menards.com for all the great deals happening now.
Save big money at Menards.
The countdown to saving design at Clary Building Corp. Get the best prices of the year right now at any Clary location or contact us for a free consultation on the building you have been dreaming about. Clary has a building for every stage of your life. Visit clarybuilding.com today to see all of the amazing building options we offer. Don't let the clock run out for big savings.
An elegant, intimate experience in fine dining is right here at Ho-Chunk Gaming, Wisconsin Dells. The Copper Oak Steakhouse and Lounge features choice cuts of Angus beef and fresh seafood prepared to perfection over an open flame grill, complemented by an extensive selection of fine wines and signature martinis. A passion for detail in exceptional dining. The Copper Oak Steakhouse and Lounge at Ho-Chunk Gaming, Wisconsin Dells. Open Thursday through Sunday. Call and make your reservations today.
DeMarco Dunn came in shooting 43% from three over his last 13 games. He's on fire today, 4 of 5 from three, 9 of 11 overall, a game-high 23 points. And with 3 minutes and 36 seconds remaining at the Kohl Center in Madison, Penn State leads Wisconsin 72-70. A foul, by the way, on Jack Janicki going into the media timeout is his fourth. And the team's seventh, so both teams are in the bonus. Janicki stays in the game. Amari McGee has four. He remains on the bench. So joining Janicki are Blackwell, Gilmore, Tanjay, and Crowell. Freddie Dillion, a 70% free throw shooter at the line for a 1-1.
We talked about why this game is so important. Double bye is what you're trying to play for. And said you're playing on Friday instead of a Thursday. You're down by two at 3:36. Go get it.
Freddie Dillion, 5 points here this afternoon. Front end of the 1-1. It rattles through. Timeouts available for Wisconsin. One for Penn State. Wisconsin has the possession arrow. Penn State has a three-point lead. Freddie Dillion with the second free throw. It is on the way, and it's good. 74-70. Penn State inbounds pass to Blackwell. Dillion picks him up. Three-quarter pressure. 2-2-1. Jack Janicki sizes it up, breaks the mid-stripe on the right side. Throwing to Crowell, right block, turns, goes up. Back rim, no good. The rebound to Hicks. 3:20 to play, 74-70, Penn State. Baldwin out high, takes it out high on the right. Soft bounce inside, low on the right, and finishing is done. He has 25. 76-70, Penn State, 3:05 remaining. Blackwell leaves it for Gilmore, throwing to Janicki on the left wing. Janicki flips to Tanjay, fakes the three, right of the lane, a step back, tough three. That's off the back of the rim, no good. And the rebound to Zach Hicks of Penn State, and chopping at it was Carter Gilmore, is called for the foul. That was just like a frustration shot there from John Tanjay. Continues to really struggle with his shot here these last few games. 2:46 remaining, 76-70, Penn State leading Wisconsin.
So yes, he's continuing to struggle a little bit, but that last shot, just that's why you're struggling right now.
Oh, yeah.
Like, that's just not a good shot. And I get the frustration, but with 2:46, you're only down six.
Back Hicks with the 1-1, and he'll earn the bonus. He hits the first, make it 77-70. Penn State with 2:46 remaining. Hicks, an 80% free throw shooter. Second attempt is short. Rebound Tanjay for Wisconsin. Here comes John up the floor for the Badgers. Penn State still hassling in the backcourt. John gets it to the front court. 2:35 to play. Blackwell high on the left. John out between the circles. Is it to Tanjay, right side. Tanjay loops at the crowd. He'll catch. Baseline right, skips it to McGee. Left corner, shot fake, drives baseline left. Tough reverse layup, no, but he drew the foul. And McGee will go to the foul line with 2:21 to play. Badgers down 7.
But that, I've said it for the whole second half. Those are the drives and attacks. Shot fake, look, it's amazing. But against zone, ball fake, shot fakes. That's how you create the advantage. Once you create that advantage, you've won against the zone. There hasn't been enough of that to be able to put pressure on the rim.
Get Yannick Kona-Niederhauser with his third foul. It's Kamari McGee shooting 2, and he missed the first. 10 points for Kamari, and they came early in this game. Better than 84% at the foul line. Not a ton of attempts now. 27-33 for the season, but he's been very good at the line, but he missed the first. Second one coming on the way, and that's good. Sometimes it gets too quiet in a building.
Well, it does. We have not seen. We've seen Nolan Winter for a little bit, but we've seen him kind of try. But he has not really come back and had that since that he left with that shoulder.
Janicki in for Crow as the Badgers go smaller as Hicks will inbound to Ace Baldwin. Baldwin with 2:18 to play, 77-71 Penn State. Baldwin across the midstripe on the right side. Hicks the high screen. Baldwin still pounds the dribble. Out between the arcs against Janicki with 15 to shoot. 2:05 to play. Hicks going to Dilley on the left side. Swoops off the wing. Steps back. Left elbow jumper. No good. Rebound. Kona-Niederhauser. And he gets fouled inside. And again, Badgers with that smaller lineup. That is a tough deal there as Carter Gilmore picks up his third foul. And that is team foul number 9.
And that's why I brought up the we haven't seen Nolan, because we've really seen that growth from him. Now, Big Steve comes back in, but that's a lineup where I would have expected Nolan Winter in the game.
Yep.
And just, I don't think, you know, it's quite all there. What I should say is an upper body injury.
13 points, 10 rebounds for Yannick Kona-Niederhauser. This is a 1-1. Front end is no good. Rebound, Crowell. 1:57 to play, 77-71 Penn State. It's Blackwell, left sideline to the front court. High screen crowd. Blackwell took a look, turned it down, flips to Tanjay. John off the left wing, darts to Janicki. John right of the circle. Hills the dribble, leaves it for Tanjay. 13 to shoot, 1:40 to play. Blackwell top of the circle. He'll snap off a 3. Off the rim short, long rebound. Baldwin and Blackwell collide. It's out of bounds, and they'll get the foul on John Blackwell. That'll be his third with a minute 34 remaining. That's team foul number 10, so Penn State is in the double bonus. 77-71, the Nittany Lions. And Ace Baldwin, quiet in terms of his scoring, but he has 9 assists in this game, 5 rebounds, 3 steals. He shoots 2, and he is good with the first.
Wisconsin, 3 of 13 from 3 in the second half.
10 of 30 for the game, 78-71. Penn State with a minute 34 to play. Second free throw is short. Blackwell the rebound. Coming up with the final 90 seconds. Badgers down 7. Here's Tanjay. John left of the lane, stops mid-post, floats it up. Missed off the right side iron. Rebound, Zach Hicks. And now Baldwin in the backcourt against Janicki. It's by Jack across half court for DeMarco Dunn. And Penn State in a position to all but close this one out. Leading by 7 with a minute 10 to play. Badgers playing this through. Baldwin just holds it. Down to 10 on the shot clock. Now Baldwin puts it on the deck. Outside right, 1 minute to play, 5 to shoot. A throw to Hicks. Bobbles gets there off the right wing. Reverse layup, no, but a foul with 56.4 seconds remaining. And with 56.4 seconds to play, 2 more free throws. Coming up for Penn State as John Blackwell picks up his 4th foul. And Zach Hicks is back to the free throw line. 78-71 Penn State as Hicks will make the first free throw.
You look at this, again, offensively struggles, but defensively that second half, I give up 44 now. Mm-hmm. No, 45.
Yeah.
That's where you're going to look, because it also allowed Penn State to get into what? The 2-2-1 and into the zone more.
Tanjay with the Badgers down 9. Blackwell to the line down the lane, goes to the rim, missed the shot, and a foul is called. Blackwell will earn free throws. Mike Rhodes looking for the offensive foul. Didn't get that. 48.2 seconds to play. 80-71, Penn State. Badgers got the help they were looking for last night, but they're not helping themselves here today as Blackwell hits the first free throw. Carter Gilmore will come back in, replacing Crowell. 48.2 seconds remaining. 80-72, Penn State. Free throw coming up for Blackwell. Another good performance for him as he hits the second. Badgers put the press on, down 7, inbounding it. McGee trying to knock it away. Baldwin gathers. He'll throw it over to Freddie DeLeon, feeds Dierhauser back to DeLeon, lays it up and in as Penn State just carved that up. 82-73, Penn State, 40 seconds left. Now Blackwell gets fouled by Hicks with 39.1 seconds to play. And Tanjay, and John Tanjay will go to the line for two.
And Wisconsin hasn't scored in the last 3 minutes. That being said, I know you're down 9. Crazier things can happen, but if you're going to do it, you got to do it by getting to the free throw line. That's what they've done, at least.
First free throw for Tanjay is good. 12 points for John, all at the free throw line, or make that all three of his points in the second half at the free throw line. 82-74 Penn State. Second free throw for Tanjay is good. 82-75, 39 seconds of play. They get it into Baldwin quickly. McGee trying to rip it away. A pass out to DeLeon, who got by Tanjay. DeLeon lobs. Dierhauser sends it down hard. 84-75 Penn State, down to 30 seconds remaining. Jack Janicki outside right feeds Tanjay. Splits two defenders, John. Low on the right, banked it, missed it. Niederhauser, the rebound, knocked away. Hicks will gather, and he's fouled with 18.9 to play. And the Penn State Nittany Lions, a team that will not qualify for the Big Ten tournament, is rolling into the Kohl Center and ruining senior day for the Wisconsin Badgers. Got to give them credit.
Well, I talked about it, you know, before the game started. I said, do they have their – you know, plane tickets bought for spring break, or do they come play? Well, I don't think they bought any plane tickets.
No, they
we'll
did
answer
not.
That question.
Yep, that's
where we got to give them credit. And we heard Mike Rhodes talk about, hey, I don't think it's fair that every team doesn't get a chance to play. We've heard that dialogue. And, you know, the best way to follow up when your coach has your back is go play as hard as you can, and that's exactly what they've done.
First free throw is good for Hicks. State about to do something that no Penn State team has done. And that's win at the Kohl Center. We're 0 for 19. At the end of this game, Hicks makes both free throws. 86-75 Penn State with 18 seconds remaining. It's Kamari McGee outside left. He'll let fly a three on the wing, and that's an air ball caught by Hicks. Ahead to DeLeon. Uncontested dunk if he wants it, but he turns it down. He'll dribble out the clock, and the Penn State Nittany Lions will win in Madison for the first time in 30 years. It's over at the Kohl Center. Well, the Badgers started out so hot offensively. Led by 13 at 40-27, Penn State had an 8-point run to end the half. Then Penn State just hit Wisconsin in the face in the second half, putting 51
well,
on the board.
That's the number.
In the second
I mean,
half.
That's where it was. And we talked about it. You saw this coming. It was on the defensive end because they were able to score the basketball at the rate they scored it. It allowed them to get in the 2-2-1 zone. And then fall back into the zone. And Wisconsin just didn't have enough ball movement to be able to capitalize on that zone. And because of that, you know, now you're sitting here and ended up playing on Thursday in the Big Ten tournament.
Yeah, it stings, but they have the conference tournament ahead of them. And then the
You'd
NCAA,
rather have this here.
Yeah, have it now.
You'd rather have this one right now, tonight, than, you know, in Big Ten tournament or even the NCAA tournament.
Well, obviously things to work on, and then also storylines here involving Max Klesman hopefully getting back, and then Nolan Winter, a big storyline there with that upper body injury there in this game. And we saw him get very limited time when he tried to come back from that. So a tough one here for the Badgers in their home finale as Penn State wins it 86-75. We'll be back with the Wisconsin Ford Dealers postgame show in a couple of minutes. This is Badger Basketball from Learfield.
I'm Dan Schaefer. Let's recombobulate. Governor Tony Evers has released his budget, calling this the most pro-kid budget in state history. This is now the fourth time that Evers has put forth a budget proposal, and the three prior were all met with a similar fate. Republicans in the legislature rejected it entirely. Again this year, Assembly Speaker Robin Voss called the budget dead on arrival. To a certain extent, this is what we've come to expect from this era of divided government in Wisconsin. In previous years, Evers has eventually signed Republican-authored budgets and used his line-item veto powers to make certain changes. But could he play hardball this time around and threaten to veto the entire budget? Is there anything in this pro-kid budget that has to be there? Things like education funding, or clean water protections, or Medicaid expansion? With everything going on in Washington, now might be the right time for Evers to fight for these proposals and fight for Wisconsinites in any way he can.
Find all of Dan's work at the Recombobulation Area and on our website at civicmedia.us.
Hello there, this is James,
Melissa,
Chad,
and Seth, inviting you to come work with us. Civic Media is looking for a full-time sales professional to work with existing and new broadcast and digital media clients.
We're a fast-growing company that offers competitive wages, benefits, a relaxed working environment that focuses on quality of life, and includes a team of support to reach our shared goals.
Join us in continuing what we have done for 80 years. Be a part of the community, put into the community, celebrate community.
Find out more by contacting Chuck Gennaro at 715-935-8030 or email chuck.gennaro@civicmedia.us. All inquiries are confidential. Civic Media Incorporated is an equal opportunity employer, and we look forward to you joining us.
Fear you're missing out when you miss our conversations on air? You can always join the discussion on our social media channels. Find Civic Media on Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram. You can also find social media for specific shows and hosts on our website. Go to civicmedia.us.
Initiative and the Ad Council.
Badger Basketball has been brought to you by your Wisconsin Ford dealers, inviting you to visit your Wisconsin Ford store or buyfordnow.com. Fabic Cat, your cat equipment dealer throughout Badgerland. SeatGeek. SeatGeek is the official ticketing partner of the Wisconsin Badgers. Find tickets to Badger games and more. SeatGeek. And by UW Health Sports Medicine. Treating the Badgers, treating you. Visit uwsportsmedicine.org. Welcome to the Badger post-game show.
Get some housekeeping cleared off the deck here as we pick today's Old Dominion Best in the Game, brought to you by Old Dominion Freight Line. Old Dominion Freight Line works hard to be the best in the game and is proud to be the official freight carrier of Wisconsin Athletics. His final home appearance, Stephen Crow with 19 points here this afternoon, 4 rebounds, 8 of 15 from the floor. Bittersweet day for Crow, the seniors, and the Badgers, though, as they lose to Penn State 86-75. You got to dust yourself off, but you're going to be ended up playing a day earlier than you thought or hoped in the Big Ten tournament next week.
And this one is frustrating. The Oregon one was a snowball effect. This one you saw coming early on, and the adjustments that need to be made to get to the paint just didn't happen fast enough. So that's the offensive side. But the defense, and they were 7-20 from layups.
Yeah.
Right? Again, right? That's now been about three games in a row where finishing around the rim just hasn't been to the level that you needed to be at.
Yeah.
Okay, so that's the offensive side. I thought when they did get it, they missed some layups. Now, credit Penn State. They used their length to make some of those layups hard. It wasn't like they were just point-blank layups, but they're still layups. But you look at the second half box score, and you look at how many points they put up, 51. Now, yeah. I mean, right?
Here, like, for a defense that has steadily improved throughout
better.
The course of the season.
There's no question.
Yeah.
And to me, that's the area that I look at. And it was points in the paint, 38-26. Mm-hmm. So it wasn't like I know Dunn got off a little bit. He's 3-4 in the second half from three. Made some pretty tough shots even when that happened. But Penn State was still only 6 of 11 from three. This was coming at the rim. And I think that, to me, is what I look at. I said they had 38 of them, 24 of them in the second half.
Yeah.
That's the area. We can talk offense. We can talk about not making shots. We can talk about, you know, the second half as far as what Wisconsin did from three. You know, that doesn't matter. To me, it's got to be fixed. Points in the paint, it's got to be tougher. Second half, Wisconsin three, they were only 3 of 14 from three. But you got to be able to weather that somewhat.
Yeah, which we have seen them do.
Absolutely.
In a couple of games in this stretch. They continue to be cold from there, but this was just a game where Penn State came in and just flat-out carved them up for at the end of the first half and on into the second. DeMarco Dunn was nearly perfect today, 25 points, 10 of 12 from the field, 4 of 5 from the three-point line. This is the Wisconsin Floor Dealers postgame show as Penn State defeats Wisconsin here this afternoon, 86-75. We'll have more as our postgame coverage continues. This is Badger Basketball from Learfield.
Are you seeking a better career? Rail Transport offers truck drivers a variety of driving jobs earning top wages. No CDL? No problem. Get paid to get your CDL with Rail's on-the-job paid training program. We're also seeking top talent for driver and customer support positions. To see all the career opportunities at Rail and how you can take home more and be home more, visit rail.jobs. That's rail.jobs. Rail Transport is a proud sponsor of the Badgers.
Wisconsin is known for some pretty great things, like football, food, and family. At Jones Dairy Farm, we're proud to be a Wisconsin company, one that's